think he didn't know me the way he passed me by. You'd think he didn't care if I should live or die. Well, only last night he was holding me tight, but today you'd think he didn't know me. You'd think he'd never met me the way he walks along. If only he would say I've done something wrong, 'cause only last night he was holding me tight, but today you'd think he didn't know me. Has he changed his mind over me? Why should he act this way? Last night was fun, and I can't see why things should be different today. Perhaps he doesn't mean it, perhaps he's only shy. I'm sure a little later he won't go walking by, and some other night maybe he'll hold me tight, but right now you'd think he didn't know me. You'd think he didn't know me. You'd think he didn't know me.
Singing along with that one. That was Sandra Brown and her boyfriends, and You'd Think He Didn't Know Me, from 1963. So welcome, if you've just joined us, Big Late Night here on Angel Radio, going through for, well, just another, well, two hours, slightly short of 2 hours, all the usual things in all the usual places, plus of course lots of good music.
Thank you.
Jose Feliciano, and I love her from 1968. I'm very lucky because I have very few regrets in my life, but one of the things I do regret is not being able to play an instrument. I do admire people so much that can play guitar or piano. It's totally lost on me how to even do it, and I guess I'm far too old now to even try, but I do regret not being able to play an instrument, which I guess when you get to my time of life, that's not bad if that's just one of the few regrets that you do have. My thanks as always to DAB Dave, who chooses a lot of the music for the program each week, and he does such a good job as well. Thank you for that, Dave. He chose this because he said, I'm sure you'll know it. You know what, Dave? I don't know Elmer at all, but I do know Dick Jurgens, and he's at the piano and his orchestra as well. Dick Jurgens and his orchestra with Elmer's tune. I don't know Elmer's tune, but I do know his glow.
Angel Radio, music and memories.
The home of Big Ben Swing.
I don't know if you have Elmer's glue in the UK. If you don't, then that wasn't even a joke, was it? Time now for some songs from Bing. Actually, he's accompanied this week by lots of people. Connie Boswell in the first song, Andrew's Sisters in the second, and Brother Bob and him in a rare old time in the third. And to start it all off, we just say those two magic words, Bing, sing.
Won't come along with me.
Where are you fixing to go, Miss Constance?
Way down that Mississippi.
Oh, love the Mississippi. Love that river.
Now we'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Stream right down that river, down to New Orleans. Now the band's gonna meet us.
Which band is in the meeting department, Connie?
Dr. Black's gonna meet us, Bing.
Oh, we're gonna be met big, ain't we?
Ain't we? Now, where all the light and the dark folks meet, heaven on earth, they call it Pleasant Street. Oh, Pleasant Street.
Da-da-dee.
Is the street
dum, dum, da, da, dee.
Where all the light and dark folks meet down in
dee.
New Orleans,
bum, bum, bum,
the
bum,
land of dreams.
Bum, bum, bum,
you'll
bum,
never know how bum, nice it seems,
bum,
just how much it
bum,
really means.
Bum, bum, bum,
glad to be,
bum, dee, doo, da, dee.
Yes, sirree.
Bum, doo, doo, da, da,
where welcome's dee. Free and dear to me,
bum, bum,
where I can lose.
Those
my Basin Street
blues. Lay it on us, Dr. Black. Let me hear it.
Just how much it really means, I'm glad to be.
Yes, sirree.
Where welcome's free and dear to me,
where
I can lose
my Basin Street blues.
Well, Miss Constance, I must say that was sure some excursion.
Sure was.
Just a new kind of a diversion. I'm forced to admit that they swing out real sweet.
Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street.
Betsy, sweet Betsy, my fair prairie rose, so slender and pale in your mail order clothes, all decked out in ruffles and ribbons and rings. You're just like an angel, only where are your wings?
Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, let's change your name and stake a claim where cares will never find us.
Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, we'll hitch our dreams to a 20 mule team and leave the trail behind us.
Starch-collared parson lives down by the gulch. He'd hitch us right up, but he charges too much. The old circuit rider will be just as nice. He'll splice for half price and bring his own bag of rice.
Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, we'll jingle spurs on cockle burrs where prairie dogs won't mind us.
Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, with nothing to eat but buffalo meat, no cares will ever find us.
Oh, Betsy, do tell what a swell howdy-do. Your cousins
by dozens will buy presents for you.
Cousins by the dozens will have
your old Aunt Aggie
and my Uncle John. He's got some acres I can use when he's gone.
Rawr.
Oh, Betsy, oh, my Betsy, you're the sweetest little Betsy I could ever find.
Ever find.
And you'll be mine.
Yes, I'll be yours.
Let's change your name and stick out a claim where cares will never find us.
Betsy, my fair prairie rose. So slender and pale in your mail order clothes, all decked out in ruffles and ribbons and rings. You're just like an angel, only where are your wings? Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, let's change your name and stake out a claim where cares will never find us. We'll be there's love in them hills far away. Whoopee-tee-ay-ee, just waiting for Betsy and me.
You shouldn't take things so seriously. You should relax. Keep yourself pulled together, kid.
Say, you're still trying to give me advice,
huh? Wait, there's more. Listen to this. How's this going? Now listen, Bob, a word or two of brotherly advice. You just relax, for no one gets to do their living twice.
Relax, he says, when we were kids, he pulled that same old trick and got the all-day suckers while I wound up with the stick.
Ah, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. There's more to life than money's golden clink.
Don't knock it, you invented it.
Don't wait to line your rocking chair with me.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
My friend, you're gonna stub your toe when you attempt TV. For television takes a lot of versatility.
Ah, but Bob, my repertoire's as wide as any I have seen.
That's just it, son. Your repertoire's too wide for any screen.
Just use long shots of me.
20-inch screen. The brother's right. They showed the world what brotherhood can do.
Outstanding example.
For side by side, as brothers should, they built a plane that flew. Now if we would work together like the Wrights, we'd be renowned.
Well, it's no use, Bob. We'd never get Brother Everett off the ground. He's anchored, this kid. Can't get him out of the
Now rest listen, of Bing, I really think that I should work with you.
Well, I don't know, really, but I tell you, son, what kind of work would you do?
Well, I'd do most anything. I'd milk the goat, spray Gary's throat. I'd give you your vitamins. And on my afternoon off, I'd give Tony's to the twins.
Employ yourself. My friend, it's just no soap.
No soap?
Employ yourself. I'm gonna stick with hope. Employ yourself. And stay out of the clink. Employ yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
It's later than you think.
I'd like to join the movie crowd and date that gorgeous crew.
Like who?
Like Betty Grable, Dot L'Amour, and Janie Russell, too.
Now a guy who dates those glamour girls soon finds that he can't win.
What happened?
Soon finds himself a has-been.
Yeah, but look where he has been.
Enjoy yourself.
That glamour life's a fake.
Enjoy yourself.
It's only dough you make.
This boy should talk. He's got more loot than Brink.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Oh, three great songs there with lots of great friends. We had Connie Boswell singing with Bing with the first one, the Bass and Street Blues. Then the Andrews Sisters with Betsy, and finally with Brother Bob. And enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. And we'll have some more songs from Bing and perhaps other people around about the same time next week. Well, you never know, do you? A little bit late now, but it's time to go off to Holger's house. And a very good morning to you, Holger. Hope you're well. And this week he sends us another Katarina Lindsay song, which is great because I do love her singing so much. This one, I think, is, I'm going to give it a go. Komm in bisschen mit nackt Italien. Something like that.
Komm komm ein bisschen mit nach Italien, komm ein bisschen mit ans blaue Meer. Und wir tun, als ob das Leben eine schöne Reise wäre. Komm ein bisschen mit nach Italien, komm ein bisschen mit, weil sich das lohnt. Denn am Tag scheint dort die Sonne und am Abend scheint der Mond. Aber dann, zeigt ein richtiger Italiener, was er kann. Aber dann, fängt beim Sternenschein die Serenade an. Komm ein bisschen mit ans blaue Meer und wir tun, als ob das Leben eine schöne Reise wäre. Komm ein bisschen mit nach Italien, komm ein bisschen mit, weil sich das lohnt. Denn am Tag scheint dort die Sonne und am Abend scheint der Mond. Aber dann, zeigt ein richtiger Italiener, was er kann. Aber dann, fängt beim Sternenschein die Serenade an. Dicke, dicke, dick, 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 dicke, dicke, dick.
Caterina Valenti, come in Bayern, Mindnach, Italian. And there was Caterina Valenti also singing along there with her brother, Silvio Francesco. And she sung 13 languages, and she could speak six fluently, and sung with the best of them as well. I mean, she sung with Dean Martin and Bing Crosby, Perry Como, Ella Fitzgerald, you name it. I mean, she just sang, I think, with about everybody. Had a 50-year career. Absolutely wonderful. Caterina Valenti. Holger, thank you so much for that. And we'll have another song from Holger around about the same time next week. How do I know? Because he's already sent it to me. So, bless his God. Socks. Holger, time to go up the stairs to the land of Bedfordshire. Thanks so much.
St'amore mi teneva incatenato, ma ho detto basta e mi sono liberato. Mi pare più turchino cielo, mi pare più lucente o sole, e ho cuore canta pa felicità.
Che la la, che la la.
Mo va dicendo che mi vuole assare. Se crede che mi faccio sangue amare, se crede che impazzisco e poi mi spare.
Che la la,
che la la. Non sa che piacere che mi fa. Me ne piglio nata più bella e zetella resterà.
Che la la, che la la, che la la.
A ieri mi ha mandato un biglietto pa figlia do portiere di rimpetto. Mi scrive che non è felice e che vorrei che mi fa pace, ma io mi sto gustando a libertà.
Che la la,
che la la. Mo va dicendo che mi vuole assare. Se crede che mi faccio sangue amare, se crede che impazzisco e poi mi spare.
Che la la,
che la la. Non sapo che piacere che mi fa. Me ne piglia nata più bella e zetella resterà.
Che la la,
che la la, che la la.
che la la, che la la. Mo va dicendo che me vola sta. Se crede che me faccio sangue amaro, se crede che impazzisco e poi me sparo. Ai 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 ai.
Che la la, che la la. Non sapo che piacere che mi fa. Me ne figlia nata più bella e zetella resterà. Che la la, 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 che la la.
Dua, dua, dua.
Going to be some applause at the end there. Teddy Reno and K La La from 1958, sung indeed in a Neapolitan dialect. Me, Neapolitan, I go for ice cream every time. Yeah, sorry, I just, you know, I thought about that. I thought, no, I'm not going to say it, and that Nico opened my mouth. Out it comes. What can I say? All right, time now for some poetry. This is where we get to hear from Jessie up there in California. And this week, I think she got a poem called The Gauk. But she needs some explanations first, so we can do that. But time now for Poetry Corner.
And now, this week's poem in Poetry Corner with Jessie in California.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Following on from the poem The Bogle, one of the lines in there is, "The muckle gowk, it's no the wind that frichts wee wains." Now, gowk is an interesting word. When I was wee, we used to play hunty gowk on April the 1st. Eventually that conformed to the better known term April Fool, where you hear everywhere else. It's sad that many of these old traditions and the language to go with them are dying out. In that context, however, you will understand that a gowk can mean a fool, although personally I would prefer to say daft. But be that as it may, the other meaning of gowk is a cuckoo bird, as in the poem that I'm going to read you next. When I was at the high school, the English department was privileged to include a speech and drama teacher. We had a class with her once a week. Annually, there was a Burn Certificate award to each class for which we had to compete. All of us learned 4 poems in Scots, and we also had to show that we knew the meanings of the words. The one who did best in the class for reciting and understanding was rewarded with the Burn Certificate for that year. I won it in 1963, hehe. But the poem that I'm going to read you now was one of the set poems for the Burn Certificate, although I think it was a different year. I think it might have been 1964. It includes a bit of onomatopoeia, and the sound described is that of the cuckoo. Everyone else in the class said cuckoo. Well, that to me sounded more like a pigeon. I've heard pigeons and I've heard cuckoos. Therefore, not put off by everybody else, I said it when it was my turn. I said it like it was my, like I know it's right. The whole class fell about laughing, but the teacher told them that I was right. In hindsight, I think this poem is very spooky. Ideal for a winter night after midnight, tucked up underneath the duvet. Enjoy. The Gowk by William Souter. Half doon the hill, whar fa's the linn, far fae the flocht o' folk, I saw upon a lanely whin a lanely singing gowk. Cuckoo, cuckoo. And at my back, the Howie Hill stood up and spack. Cuckoo, cuckoo. There was nae soon. The loupin linn hung frosted in its fall. Nae bird was on the lanely whin, sae white with flowers o' snaw. Cuckoo, cuckoo. I stood stain still. and softly spack the Howie Hill. A linn is a waterfall, and Howie is hollow.
I have to say that if I had Jesse teaching me poetry when I was at school, I would have enjoyed it much more than I did, because I can't recite poetry for love nor money. And Jesse does it so well, doesn't she? Jesse, thank you so much for that. Jesse up in California, William Souter, I think she said, and the Gauk. And we'll have another poem from Jesse around about the same time next week. Jesse, thanks a lot. Time now for Beagle's Big Three. We say a very good morning to Joan, who lives in Blackpool, and she says, "Now, I know you like a bit of Matt Munro." I do. I have to confess, he's one of my favourite all-time singers. And she said, "And I am of the same opinion, and it's great that Angel Radio plays him so often." Yeah, it is. Love a bit of Matt. She says, "But I like him when he sings in Spanish, and we don't hear so much of those. So if I came up with three Spanish songs of his, would you play them as Beagle's Big Three?" So I will, Joan, as long as I don't have to announce the titles. Here we are. Three songs from Matt Munro in Spanish, I think, and it is Beagle's Big Three, as selected by Joan, up there in Blackpool.
Yo te di mi amor por un día y después sin querer te perdí. No creí que el amor existía, que también lloraría por ti. Mas todo pasará, y nada queda, nada quedará. Solo se encuentra la felicidad cuando se brinda el corazón. Volveré a querer algún día. Ahora sé que no voy a llorar si en mí ya no hay alegría, esperanza me ha secretado. Mas todo pasará, y nada queda, nada quedará. Solo se encuentra la felicidad cuando se brinda el corazón. La 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 la.
sano superbla quando da vi. Hai algo in tu mira che non capì. Silenzio sin piedad en vez de amor. Mas quando quise hablar, alguien cantó. Juntos bailando ven alrededor. Mientras mi reparo frente a los dos, sentí que alguien habló y era tu voz. Cuando te acarició, alguien cantó. Y en la oscuridad de pronto comprendí que mi orgullo fue el que te dio. Ya ves que sin querer yo mismo te guié junto a su lado como antes ya pasó. Quizá no pude hablar cuando debí. Mi mente controló mi corazón. El precio que pagué fue verte así. Y cuando te abrazó, alguien cantó. Quando vedi tuo amor, alguien cantò. Lo que quedó cuando se fue el verano, flores muriendo con la lluvia, lo que quedó de un amor perdido, ojos llorando de tristeza, como aquella flor nos traerá el sol, la fe, mas que puede hacer un solitario amor. Extraño dolor por la ilusión perdida. Solo esto fue lo que quedó.
Beautiful, lo que quedó. And we also had Al Gwen Canto and Todo Passara from Matt Munro. All of those songs selected by Joan up in Blackpool. And thank you for that, Joan. I was enjoying that so much, I haven't put the next record on. I'm still sitting here wondering what I'm going to do. He had such a good voice, didn't he? And I was very young when he was a star. And it really wasn't, you know, people of my age, it wasn't hip, wasn't cool. He wasn't a cool cat if you liked Matt Munro. And I liked Matt Munro, so I guess I wasn't a cool cat. And I still do. Joan, thank you so much for that. Really did enjoy it. And I really do appreciate you taking the time out to send those songs to me. Thank you so much. And if you'd like to be the purveyor of next week's Big Liz Big Three, then all you have to do is email me, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know the artist and give me the songs. If you want to choose the songs, if you want me to choose them for you, I'm very happy to do so. quite amiable and laid back here at Angel Radio. We'll do anything. Very happy to do it. And if you can't email, then do just give a call, 0800 014 1955, and talk to the ladies that man the reception, and ask them if they would very kindly forward your message on to me. And they always do. They're very nice, lovely people. Joan, again, my thanks to you.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio. Good morning. This is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Thomas, this is far too late for you. Off to bed immediately. I was just reading up some information on song that you heard it in the movies, and I wasn't paying attention to Bobby Hackett and or anything that he was doing there. But that was Bobby Hackett and his orchestra with the Tempo Twisters and that Old Gang of Mine from 1940. Let's add 11 years to that, shall we? Ravitch and Landau are right now with Petite Waltz. Thank you. and the Petite Waltz from 1951. You're listening to Roy Begley here on Angel Radio. I don't think I've asked you how you are yet. Have you had a good week? Hope you've had a good week since I was with you last. Me, well, you know, fine. Usual things, but thankfully, all the bad things still seem to be missing me, which is very, very good. So, fingers crossed that that continues to do so. Time now for one of our new features, and this was called I've Heard It in the Movies, but it's not songs that are really taken from musicals as such. It's songs that really were more used in the background of films. Not necessarily the version that I'm going to play is the version that was in the film. Sometimes it's just a guide. As is the case with this week's song. It comes from 1942, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Joe Stafford, and they're going to sing a song that if you listen very, very carefully, you can hear in the film The Godfather with Al Pacino and what's his name? Big guy who Marlon Brando. There you go, totally went out of my head there. I suddenly started thinking of Cotton Balls. That's basically it went after that. But if you listen to the soundtrack of The Godfather very carefully next time you are watching it, you will indeed hear Manhattan Serenade somewhere there in the background. But here it is, totally out front, with Tommy Dorsey and Joe Stafford.
Serenade.
Beautiful from 1942. That was Tommy Dorsey and Joe Stafford singing their 78 single version, no less, and Manhattan Serenade. And as I say, if you look at the film The Godfather, just listen next time and you will hear Manhattan Serenade in the background. And we'll have another I Heard It at the Movies right about the same time next week. Where are we? 5 minutes time, we're going to have a little bit of posh, and I'm totally looking forward to a little bit of posh this week. I'll tell you all about it after this. It's good night, but not goodbye. Absolutely true.
Thank you.
Hart wrote that with A Song in My Heart from 1952. And that was Jane Froman there with the orchestra of Sid Feller. And before that, Good Night But Not Goodbye from Bertini and the Blackpool Tower Band. Sam Brown doing the vocalisation there. It's recorded in London in 1933. I don't even know how people remember this. That's absolutely amazing. I have a good guy called D.A.B. Dave who does a lot of the music for the program. When I say a lot, I do mean a lot, by the way. He sends all this wonderful stuff in. Thank you, Dave. Where are we now? It is Angel Radio. It is Bigly at Night with me, R.B. You can hear us on the FM bands in Gosport and Havant and Portsmouth and other places like that. And, of course, you can hear us on some D.A.B. multiplexes around the country and around the world on the internet, and details of current FM, DAB and internet listening can be found on our webpage, which is angelradio.co.uk. Now it's time for a bit of posh, and this week, as with most weeks, bit of posh normally comes from something that I've been inspired or recently watched. This week is no exception. We have one of those televisions. I think they're called a internet web television. You can get the internet on it, basically. We've had the television. Oh, goodness knows. Well, a good couple of years, but it's only in the last couple of weeks that I've actually been able to figure out how to use the web part of it. So, of course, the first thing that I watched, as regular listeners will know, is Bill and Ben a couple of weeks ago. This week, something completely different. I thought, well, let's see if I can find any decent recordings of Turandot, the opera, which is one of my favourite operas. And indeed, I did find one that was from Paris last year, Paris Opera House. And it was actually very good indeed, thoroughly enjoyed it. The interesting thing about Turandot is that it really has only one like mucho ultra famous aria, which is the one we're going to hear, by the way, but there are so many other wonderful arias and pieces of music in the opera that it takes a couple of listening to realize just how good it is. Puccini didn't quite finish it. He did write it up to the part where Nessun Dorma is sung, and then after that he dropped dead, which was a bit of a shame, and some other guys had to come along and finish it for him, and they did a pretty good job as well. Although apparently the very first night that the opera was premiered, it was at Arturo Toscanini was doing the conducting, and apparently he stopped the opera at the point that Puccini stopped writing it and packed up for the rest of the evening and said, that's it. That's where the opera ends. Subsequent evenings, I believe it was played all the way through. It's a very interesting opera. Have a listen to this. This is from 1948. It is Mario Lanza. He's singing live, by the way. Let's just sort of like have a listen and see how it goes.
Thank you very much. As an encore, I'll sing Nessun Dorma from Puccini's Turandot.
Oh!
Tess's Cotton Socks there, live, Mario Lanza, back in 48, at the Hollywood Bowl, singing Nessun Dorma from the third act of Turandot, this week's Little Bit of Posh. And I do love the opera, although I have to say it's really rather stupid. I mean, basically there is this woman, she's, you know, princess, and basically she says that any man can marry her as long as he answers three questions, and if the men get one of the answers wrong, she chops his head off. Well, that's not right, is it? And of course everybody's head gets chopped off until this guy comes along, and he decides to have a go, and of course he gets it right. And Turandot sort of like changes her mind, but lots of people have had their heads chopped off, and the China basically turns against her. Anyway, in the end, it all ends happily, which is nice, as most operas do. We'll have another bit of posh around about the same time next week. I'm thinking of that one, which is What La Wally. That's don't see that one played very much, because it ends with an avalanche and the big chief soprano throwing herself down and getting killed. Very difficult to stage, I suspect. Anyway, we'll be back with some more posh around about the same time next week. I'm gabbing away. I might as well just go into the songs for Doris Day. And we've got three for you this week. They're all from the same album. They've actually all been suggested by Betty, who lives down in Cornwall. Good morning to you, Betty. I hope you're well. She says there is a lovely Andrew out. It's just called Doris Day and Andre Previn, I think, and it's really great. It's sort of a bit of a jazz album, and these are really three good songs if you want to give them a try. So that's what we thought we'd do. So 20 seconds early, I could carry on rabbiting on, but I don't think anybody really worries about that. So here we go. Doris Day, Andre Previn.
Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it. Love's always been my game. Play it how I may. I was made that way, can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around a flame, and if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it. To me like moths around a flame, and if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never. Can't help it.
yourself, contain yourself, restrict yourself, restrain yourself, and always let tranquility be your goal. Control yourself, contain yourself, and if you can't, explain yourself, and try to act agreeably on the whole. Life is far too short to spend it in a huff. Try to be the sort of guy who laughs when things get rough. Control yourself, contain yourself, you can and still remain yourself, if you will let serenity in your soul. You must contain yourself, restrain yourself, and train yourself to gain yourself control. Restrict yourself, restrain yourself, and always let tranquility be your goal. Control yourself, contain yourself, and if you can't refrain yourself, then try to act agreeably on the whole. Life is just too great to waste it being sad. Try to imitate the guy who grins when things look bad. Control yourself, contain yourself, and soon you won't complain yourself, if you will let serenity in your soul. You must contain yourself, restrain yourself, and train yourself to gain yourself control.
Thank you.
obey your heart. Who are we to say?
Beautiful songs there, three songs from Doris Day, Day at Night. We started off with Falling in Love Again. Control Yourself was in the middle, and Who Are We to Say? Obey Your Heart. And we'll have some more songs from Doris Day around about the same time next week.
Angel Radio, it's the one for me.
As a flower for me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me.
First name actually was Sykes. Sykes Ballou there with Bob Herring and his orchestra with Out the Blue. Don't know when that was from exactly, but it was from about, it was in the 30s, definitely for that. And this one's definitely in the 60s. Andy Williams and Peggy Powers.
Honey babe, ooh, honey babe, honey babe, I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, babe, I like the way that you walk by. I like the way you swing your eye. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Every night, I like the way you beg for more and linger there outside the door. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Well, 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 ain't it swell? Can't reveal how I feel. No one else could ever thrill me like you do. You make my every dream come true. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby. baby, that's good.
A honey, baby. Ooh, honey, baby. Honey, babe, I like you kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, babe, I like the way you wear your clothes. My love for you just grows and grows. I like your kind of love, honey, you know I do. When you're near, you don't know what you do to me. And that's the way it ought to be. I like your kind of love, honey, you know I do. Don't you know I love you so? Can't you see that you're for me? Honey, babe, I like the way you hold my hand to make me know you understand. I like your kind of love, honey, you know I do. Honey, babe, ooh, honey, babe. Honey, babe, I like you kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Ooh, honey, babe, I like you kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Very good indeed. Andy Williams and Peggy Powers there, and I like your kind of love. Comedy this morning, by the way, is going to be coming from George Robey, Joyce Grenfell, Billy Bennett, and Betty Marston, and Hugh Paddock, and Kenneth Williams. Not necessarily in that order, but then again, it might be. You never know.
One day, baby, you'll be sorry for the way you made people cry. It's not so funny, not one bit funny. One day you'll wake up and realize. Just keep it up, just keep it up, just keep it up and see what happens. One day you told me, oh, how you told me things that made me shake inside. And then you kissed me, how you kissed me. Then you turn around and you say you lied. You just keep it up, you just keep it up, just keep it up and see what happens. Please stop doing those things you're doing. I know we can get along. Your luck's gonna run out one day, you'll see. And then your loving heart will belong to me. You just keep it up, just keep it up, just keep it up and see what happens. Just keep it up, just keep it up, just keep it up and see what happens. Just keep it up, just keep it up, just keep it up and see what happens.
Well, that was Mr. D. Clark, and just give it up and see what happens. The orchestra conducted there by Riley Hampton from 1959. Going to go back a couple of years before that, 1956 right now, with the Keynotes.
Is falling, hear, hear the pipes are calling, loudly and proudly calling down through the glen. There where the hills are sleeping, now feel the blood a leaping high as the spirits of the old Hieland men. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland the mountain hymn.
High may your proud standards gloriously wave.
Land of the high and ever, land of the shining river, land of the heart forever, Scotland the brave.
Hark! winds to meet you staunch are the friends that greet you kind as the love that shines from fair maiden's eyes.
Charming in gallant fame, Scotland, the mountain hame.
High may your proud standards gloriously wave.
Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave.
And I was singing Hot Porridge in the Morning, Hot Porridge in the Morning, Hot Porridge, and I don't know why. His orchestra there with It's Within Your Power, and that was from 1932. All right, it's time for comedy now, and as I said, we've got George Robey coming up right now, Joyce Grenfell with the classic Women's Institute, and then Billy Bennett with My Mother Doesn't Know. I'm on the something or other, I'm on the stage, I think, and we'll have more after that as well. But first of all, George Robey.
You've heard of Florence Nightingale, a nurse well known to fame. You've also heard of Sarah Gamp, another well-known name. Well, I'm the humble follower of those two well-known folk. Yes, I'm a nurse, and nursing's a vocation, not a joke. See? My motto is, patients are a virtue. If people stop being ill, my vocation would be gone. I should ever go on the stage or something. And I'm never going in for theatricals until talent alone is what is required. See? A district nurse, I ask you. What a locality. What a very locality. And do you know, in the majority of cases, until I get to the house, I never know whether it's going to be lumbago or triplets. Now, the other day I was called to a place. There was a great big burly brute lying there. He said, "Nurse, I've got a floating kidney. What had I better do?" I said, "Bore holes in it, let's sink you." I tell you, you've got to be very systematic at this game, and my system is half my success. You know, I can always find anything I don't want by looking for it where it wouldn't be if I did want it. But thank heavens I've got some very good and influential friends at the clinic. Of course, a lot of people think a clinic is a golf stick, but it isn't, it never was. There's Dr. Cutmore, he thinks the world of me. And Mr. Wisham Dead, the undertaker, says I'm his right hand. The vicar paid me a very great compliment the other day. There's a dear soul, that vicar. He understands me, girls. He's human, that's why. He came to me the other day, he said, "Nurse Dillwater." That's my name, no, Daisy Dillwater. Also be found at the clinic, Central 607. He said to me, "Nurse," he said, "I think the inhabitants of heaven must have increased greatly since you came among us." Wasn't that nice of him? But thank heavens the coroner always exempts me from all blame. Mind you, this job is not all beer and skittles, believe me. We have to put up with a lot of inconveniences. For instance, there's a terrible lot of jealousy goes on at the clinic, and I'm one of the keenest sufferers. I suppose it is because, although I say it myself, I'm a little bit more distinguished looking than the rest of the girls there. You ought to see the others. There's one woman in particular got it in for me there, Nurse Nozzle. Oh, how that woman hates me, because she's never been the same to me since I got the job nursing the curate. That settled her ladyship. That put paid to her account. Of course, she's getting on in years, poor old thing, and always getting off in her mind. She's got a permanent glad eye, you know. Well, it's really like one eye and a poached egg looking at you. And she would shingle if she'd got any hair. Mind you, I'm not running the woman down, but she makes me absolutely ashamed of my own sex, does that woman. So much so that I've written an apology on the looking glass in my bathroom for being a woman. Mind you, oh no, there are no salt cellars on me. Knobs, perhaps. Still, I'd rather have scratches on me escutcheon than dumplings on me doings. So, if you the flu or the tick dollar roo, I'll endeavour the pain to disperse. There's no need to feel ill or run up a big bill with Daisy the district nurse. And we are open day and night for anybody. Right?
Madam President, fellow institute members, good evening. This evening I'm going to tell you a little bit about my useful and acceptable gifts. And these gifts are not only easy to make, but ever so easy to dispose of. I see several of you ladies have your eye on the boutonniere in my lapel. It is pretty, isn't it? And I'm going to tell you how to make one just like it. First, you must obtain some empty beechnut husk clusters. These are to be found beneath beech trees almost any time from about the middle of September onwards. Cleanse your husks thoroughly and then wire them onto stalks or stems. You will find 6 or 8 are ample for a boutonniere. Now, before you colour, you must decide what flower it is you are making. Mine are wooed anemones. Rose without and a deeper rose within. And sometimes I like to use just a suspicion of gold or silver. I like to think that we take nature's gifts and make them even lovelier.
Cherishing a secret in my bosom about this dreadful stage life that I lead. I've heard it said that pros are decent people, but according to the papers that I read, both actresses and actors are dead wrong'uns, whether from the palace or the hippodrome. The chaps I meet outside know I'm an actor, but I never breathe a word of it at home. So my mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. It would break a poor old heart if she found out. She knows I'm a deserter from the Scottish Fusiliers. She knows I stole a blind man's can. That got me 7 years. She knows I've been connected with a gang of West End pests, and the police have had me twice inside the cage. And she knows I mix with ladies that have got a shady past. But my mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. Sometimes she sees the powder on me clothing, and then it's such a nuisance to explain. If she thought it was powder, she'd go crazy. Of course, I have to tell her it's cocaine. The day she met me out with Gladys Cooper, she started screaming murder and police, and would have caused a dreadful scene in public. So I told her that the girl was Crippen's niece, 'cause my mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. And when I draw £600 each week, if she knew where it came from, she'd shoot me like a dog. So I said I stole the money box from an Irish synagogue. She can think that I'm a murderer before she'll know the truth. I have to have respect for her old age. And she knows that I'm a bigamist, a blackguard and a crook. But thank heaven she don't know I'm on the stage.
After the fall of France, Britain stood alone. The only thing between us and Germany was an old coward on the bridge of a destroyer at Elstree. While plucky John Mills stuck it out bravely on a raft in the studio tank. But then, in December 1941, came an event that horrified the entire civilized world. They revived Chuchin Chow in Ipswich. But at home, we were beginning to feel the pinch.
Charles.
Yes. Here I am.
I came as soon as I got your note.
Come sit here beside me. How lovely Hyde Park is in summer.
It's as if the war was a million miles away.
And yet somehow terribly close.
And yet a million miles away.
And yet very close.
And yet a million miles away.
Yeah. We don't let's bicker. There's so little time.
So little time, Charles.
And there's so much to say in so little time. And yet an eternity, because there's nothing to say.
Nothing. Nothing, Charles.
Nothing. And yet there's so much.
I wish you'd make up your mind.
Do you like it? My uniform, that is.
You know I like it. Your uniform, that is. But Charles, you've got a stick.
Yes, sure. I'd hoped you wouldn't notice it. I shall always have to use a stick now.
Oh, why will you have to use a stick?
Well, can't you see by my uniform?
Charles, you're...
Say it.
A park keeper.
Yeah. Still, it keeps me out of the forces.
Now, the trend in the theatre is back to the 40s, what is getting to be known as the wasn't it fun when they were dropping bombs on us and we were all half-starving school of drama. Here's an excerpt from one of those war epics, The Hasty Nose. starring Dame Celia Mulstrangler and aging juvenile Binky Huckaback.
Captain's in there, miss. Second bed along, behind the screen. Don't stay too long, you'll tire him.
Thank you, Doctor. Charles.
You come, Fiona.
I had to come.
I knew you would.
I knew you knew I would.
Yes, I knew. I always knew. And yet, I was uncertain. Lip-bitingly, stomach-turningly, heart-flutteringly, eyebrow-raisingly, shoulder-shruggingly uncertain. But still, somehow, sure. And you, Fiona?
I was sure, too. Stiff upper lippedly, teeth grittedly, dog in the mangerly, utterly, utterly sure, and yet somehow uncertain.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know.
You see, that's the wonderful thing about us. It's all unspoken.
Are they looking after you here, Charles?
Yes. The swelling's gone down.
My dear, does it still hurt?
Only when you poke it with your umbrella like that. Fiona, can you take a shock?
I'll try to be brave, Charles.
Look.
Charles.
Not a pretty sight, is it? Fiona, I've asked them to remove it.
Why?
It's no good to me. I want them to take it away. I'd rather not have it at all than have it like this. Oh, it's cold, Fiona. It's cold. Do you understand, Fiona? Do you understand? You understand.
I understand. Ten, Charles. There's nothing worse than a cold, hot water bottle.
And now ballet. Now, what pictures does that knot conjure up? Splendid, sturdy chaps in the full flower of their manhood. That's one of the pictures it doesn't conjure up. Still, no festival would be complete without a ballet. And so when I saw a poster advertising the ballet Boner, I thought I'd pop along to their rehearsals and see how they were getting on. Hello, are you the ballet Boner?
Yes, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Yes, or actually, to use our stage names, Julinsky and Sandiev.
Yes, Sandiev.
Yes, well, how nice to Valdiorik again. What brings you trolling in here, then?
Well, I'd heard you were presenting a new ballet now. Yes, good. Could you tell me something about it?
Yes, of course. It's called L'Après Midi d'un Goose.
Yeah. That's your French, you know. That's your French.
Surely it should be L'Après Midi d'un Fawn.
Oh, well, you see, we went up this costumier's, but they didn't have no fawn's costumes left, did they,
Not
Jewel?
One.
So all he had was this goose left over from the panto. Oh. It's actually got a trap door in it for dropping your golden egg out of. Isn't it, though?
Yeah. What actually is the story of the ballet?
Oh, the story. Right. We'll see. Julia is the goose king.
I'm
you
King
see.
Goose.
He's the king goose, you see. And I am the hunter, Prince Roderick the Mighty, you see. And I'm trolling through this here forest. See, I come across this lovely creature.
That's me.
Yeah, he looks better in the skin, actually. No, anyway, I've ordered this goose here, you know, cruising about on this magic pool. So what happens?
Well, what?
I'll tell you what happens. I'll tell you what happens. tell you what I hear. I whip out my crossbow and I do a powder shot all round the stage. Don't know, a powder shot all round the stage. Very butch, very butch. Very good, you see. Then I take aim and fire and transfix him with me magic barb. Oh, it's lovely. Then he does the dance of the dying goose.
Well, I'd like to see him.
Yes.
Do you think he'd do it for me now?
Ask him, Ducky, ask him.
All right. Would you die for me?
Oh, gladly. There he goes, you see, there he goes, you see, there he goes, he's dying. He's dying now. Look at him flapping away there. Oh, flap, flap. Go on, girl. Go on, flap. Oh, no. No, it's very pathetic, though, isn't it?
Yeah. You took the word right out of my mouth.
There he goes. He's going. He's going. Yes, he's going. He's ebbing away. Now, wait a minute. He's coming back. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, he's going again. He's going. Look the way he's all curled up there. Curled up like a little ball. Ah, bless him. Yeah, what's that? What's that?
Got me beak caught up me trapdoor.
Oh! Oh, hold on.
Hang on a minute.
Oh! Oh!
Hang on a minute.
All right.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, good.
Right. Okay. Now, at the final flutter of my broken wings, I stagger back to the magic pool and plunge in.
And filled with remorse, I leap into the pool after him, and after a breathtaking pas de deux, we expire together. The whole denouement smacks more than a little of the definitely fabulous.
Of course.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Of course, we know we're a little far out, but if we get the critical acclaim we deserve, I mean, it's be a world tour.
World tour.
Monte Carlo.
Yeah, Monte Carlo.
Lincoln Center. Bolshoi. Covent Garden.
Yeah. But if it doesn't succeed.
Well, I suppose back to washing up at the corner house, isn't it?
Well, there you go. That's the comedy for this week. We started off with George Robey and Daisy Dillwater, district nurse. We then went on to the Women's Institute, which was Joyce Grenfell, of course. And then My Mother Doesn't Know I'm on Stage, and that was from Billy Bennett. And then a couple from Charles and Fiona, who, of course, were Betty and Hugh Paddock, Betty Marston and Hugh Paddock, we had in Hyde Park and in hospital. And we had Ballet Boner from Julian and Sandy, Hugh Paddock once again, and this time with Kenneth Williams. And that's just about it for this edition of the programme. I will be back with you next week when we get to do it all again. And that will be, well, same time, same place, I guess is what we say. And I'm going to play out with a song from 1934. It's called Let's Canock Canise, I think that's what it's called. Let's Canock Canise, and it comes from Betty Grable and Edward Everett Horton. Until I'm with you next time, have yourselves a good weekend, a safe week, and from me, I'll be, at least for the moment, ta-da.
So let's do things.
Really?
I'll teach you a few things.
You talking to me?
Now who said just what you said? For I know, dear.
Oh, no, I've been reading.
I'm not bashful. I'm bashful and bashful.
I'm beginning to sense that.
Yeah. When you're near, I feel so. Let's play housey. Oh, you make me feel so Mickey Mousey.
Well-known lawyer at a place like this.
You're sweet and so agreeable, and I feel so gosh-o-geeable. Do warm me or I'll freeze and let's knock knees. You are so villain-cooable, and I'm so I love you-able. Come cuddle closer, please, and let's knock knees.
It's a sort of a game?
They say vacay while the sun shines.
Agricultural.
So let's, oh, let's make hay, hay, hay while the moon shines. My heart's so tick-tock-tickable. Your lips are so lipstickable. You know your ABC, so let's knock-knee.
Okay. Have a nice day.
mine. It's so incomprehensible, it doesn't seem quite sensible, and yet I like it. Please, let's not please. It's almost hoi-polloiable, and yet it's quite enjoyable. Ooh, I'm full of rhapsody. Too many people here. Ripping, skipping, lightly bounding.
Stop it, knock it.
Really? This is most astounding.
It makes one feel so thrillable.
Well, we've exhausted every syllable.
I crave frivolity.
I've got one. Let's not hold it.
Thank you.